Everything can be taken from man but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. That's a pretty well-known quote from the author Viktor Frankl, who wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning, which is a book that's really influenced my thinking over my time. And this little piece called It's Not About You and It's All About You, I think really speaks to the sentiment that Viktor Frankl's talking about. Let's get into it. Last week, a CEO sat across from me with his shoulders slumped and said, I feel like I'm failing my people. The pace is relentless, the change is constant, and I can see everyone burning out, including me. What am I doing wrong? You've probably had a version of this conversation yourself, whether out loud or in your own head. That constancy of change, the taxing complexity we're all facing, and how we're running on fumes, burning out, and sometimes even crashing completely. So here's the thing. This problem is not about you. In their book, Mastering Leadership, the leadership scholars Bob Anderson and Bill Adams wrote a memorable line, structural forces are more powerful than individual commitment. And this stopped me in my tracks when I first read it. And when you think about it, it's really true. Structural forces include the organization's design, culture, and some of those pervading societal drivers, for example, being in a capitalist economy or in a democratic system of government. These forces are so large, and we don't have a hope of making a dent when we try to change them, at least by ourselves. It's like trying to swim upstream in a fast-flowing river. There's no chance of making progress. So when I'm working with leaders in this context, I'm not surprised when I hear stories of fumes, burnout, and crashing. I've got heaps of empathy. I've been there myself. I worked 7 hours a week back in the day, and I was convinced that if I just pushed harder, I could somehow bend the organizational reality to my will. No spoiler alert, it didn't work. When we discuss their challenges and we begin to explore the immensity of the structural forces against them, there's usually this audible breathe out, something like, you know, this isn't about me. I'm not useless after all. Well, no, it's not about you, because you're not someone who needs fixing. You're a human being doing the best you can in challenging circumstances. But let's not let ourselves off the hook too fast, because structural forces can also live inside us. Those types of structural forces include what makes us us, our values, assumptions, belief systems, and the stories we tell ourselves about how the world works and the way we need to show up in it. So while it's not about you, it's also all about you. Or more specifically, it's all about the choices you make and the ones you don't make. When you're swimming against the current, you've still got choices. You can keep swimming against the flow, like, I'll just grit it out. You can stop trying and let the river take you where it takes you, as in, it's all too hard, I'll just give up. Or you can look more widely towards alternative ways of reaching your destination, say walking upstream along the riverbank and finding ways to get there. You could ask yourself, what might be a different way of approaching this? You've always got choices. Yet, when we're in the thick of it, we often don't see those choices or make the best ones. In essence, the part of you that's all about your ability to remember that you've got choices is where your superpower lives. And it's your ability to exercise those choices wisely that really makes the difference. Some choices are going to be really hard, really hard. But does that make them any less important to make? When you make deliberate choices, you begin to become an agent of change rather than merely subject to it. And I reckon that's where true leadership begins. And what I'm noticing is that the leaders who navigate this challenge well have learned to do a couple of things. Firstly, they step back and they ask themselves some different questions. Like, what's the real destination I'm trying to reach here? What assumptions am I making about how I need to get there? And what would it look like to find the riverbank instead of staying in the current? They also ask for help. They might ask for another person's perspective or to partner up so they can share the load and navigate the complexities and messiness and challenges together. What choices can you make today? I hope you found that useful and thought-provoking. I certainly did as I wrote it. It's something that I am always wrestling with, this idea of choices and seeing how I might be limiting myself. It's just so useful, in particular, to have other people around. So if you found this thought-provoking useful, I reckon probably it's worthwhile you sharing it with one other person who maybe is a sounding board for you. Maybe someone who is feeling a little bit stuck themselves, and get a conversation going with them. Of course, I would love it as well if you were to subscribe to the podcast so you can get every episode, and you'll also probably like what I'm writing. I wrote a version of this as well, which is on my website at digbyscott.com/thoughts, and you can get everything else there. Subscribe to my newsletter as well. Until next time, I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. Go well.